Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency, one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In the last couple of episodes, we've been looking at how to use different body parts to express ourselves in modern English. Today, it's the word hair. Here are seven common expressions that native speakers use. I will tell you the meaning and an example sentence for each one. Feel free to pause if you'd like to repeat them. 1. To let your hair down, meaning to relax and enjoy yourself. Example, after the exam, we went to a party to let our hair down. 2. To make one's hair stand on end, meaning to scare or shock you a lot. Example, that horror movie made my hair stand on end. 3. To have not a hair out of place, meaning looking very neat. Example, she always looks so elegant, she had not a hair out of place. 4. To split hairs, meaning to argue about small, unimportant details. Example, stop splitting hairs and just agree on the plan. 5. To get in someone's hair, meaning to annoy or bother someone. Example, my little brother keeps getting in my hair when I'm trying to study. 6. Hair raising, meaning very scary or exciting. Example, the roller coaster ride was a hair-raising experience. 7. Bad hair day, meaning a day when everything seems to go wrong, not just your hair. Example, I spilled coffee, missed the bus, it's just a bad hair day. Well done! You showed up today and finished this episode. I hope you enjoyed letting your hair down and enjoying this English snack with me. I hope you feel nourished and energized. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe. I'll be here dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge!